Proverbs 11:13 says, "A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter." Let's be clear from the start that a talebearer revealing secrets is not a good thing. This is meant to be understood in the sense of violating trust and privacy. The first half of Leviticus 19:16, for example, says plainly, "Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people." Later in Proverbs, we'll come across the talebearer at least four more times, although there are other instances where similar sins and the repercussions are dealt with, but not by the specific term of talebearer. Now, the best example of a talebearer would be that of a news reporter today. Not all, but probably most news reporters would love to get what they call a scoop on something that would capture the attention of the world so that they could break the story and gain notoriety and experience the thrill of being that reporter who broke the news and made the headlines, even if that destroys people. And that's fine, I guess, when it comes to a legitimate story with value being told. But much of today's so-called journalism is of little value. I just took a look at New York Post and Fox News websites just out of curiosity this morning, and the headlines include very little that would have qualified as newsworthy before the days of the internet. Most of what's on these news websites, so-called, today would have been on the gossip and entertainment TV shows in the past. But that's what people want. The numbers of talebearers grows as a society becomes more godless. How many people do you know who know as much or more about celebrities as they do their own family and loved ones? I thought it was just me and my world until I would talk to others and mention that so many of my family and coworkers, church family and friends, wanted to talk about Hollywood gossip every day. I couldn't care less about that junk. So I found myself just walking away from conversations off and on all day long, and I found that most other Bible-believing Christians were experiencing the same thing. Then I noticed that the real thrill for most of these people wasn't knowing all about Hollywood gossip, but in being the one to break the story. "Did you hear?" And of course, they hoped the answer was, "No, tell me." You may say, you know, that's harmless enough. But what I eventually learned was that while these talebearers enjoyed the Hollywood gossip grapevine and all that, they loved even more when they could bear the tale of someone in the local grapevine. And it was almost always some bit of information that the subject being talked about did not want others to know. A talebearer revealeth secrets. And many times they'd gain those secrets by feigning friendship. That happened to me. A lady befriended me during a time where I was going through a lot of personal issues. And I was fooled by her kindness and found some weeks later that she was nothing but a pipeline relaying any detail she could get out of me into the office grapevine. And some of that stuff was embarrassing. I just had no desire to have my life disclosed to large numbers of people, some of whom I didn't even know. So I soon broke off communications with this talebearer, and the grapevine shriveled up. On the other hand, I had another friend in the same office, and nothing I ever told that person was ever discovered by others in the office. I noticed that anything I told him stayed with him. And in that fella, I found the second half of Proverbs 11:13 true. "But he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter." And that meant a lot to me. It also reminded me that I wanted to be that kind of friend to others. And so I would encourage you to do the same. Be that kind of friend with a faithful spirit who can keep confidential things confidential. Be the kind of person that others can have confidence in. That's also the kind of person that pleases God. God loves the faithful, and He loves those who conceal a matter.